Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. He was described as a frustratingly talented horse, which loved to find trouble on the racetrack. Sometimes he ducked in, sometimes he lugged in, and he was no stranger to being disqualified by the stewards. But 40 years ago this weekend, he ran his way into the history books as the winner of the Preakness Stakes. His name was Gate Dancer. Foaled on March 31, 1981 at Dixieland Farm of breeder William Davis in Ocala, Florida, Gate Dancer was a bay colt by Sovereign Dancer out of Sun Gate by Bull Lee. He was from the first crop by his sire, a horse which had raced with modest success, and he was a grandson of globally prominent stallion Northern Dancer. His dam came from a legendary Calumet farm family, but she was 0 for 13 in her racing career. After failing to meet his $50,000 reserve at public auction as a weanling, Gate Dancer sold for $62,500 privately to Ken Opstein, an insurance executive who lived in South Sioux City, Nebraska. The colt's trainer would be Jack Van Berg. In his late 40s at the time, Van Berg stood 6 feet 2 inches tall, weighed 230 pounds, and had a gruff demeanor. Dave Johnson of ABC Sports once joked that Van Berg had more crust than a pie factory. Under Van Berg's care, Gate Dancer made his debut as a juvenile in June of 1983 with a smashing victory by 8 lengths in Nebraska at Exarban. But in his second start, he shifted lanes to his left during the stretch run and finished runner-up, and he showed similar issues after heading to California at the end of the year. In March of 1984, Gate Dancer, now a 3-year-old and described as being of medium size and with a sturdy build, continued to display erratic behavior, holding his head high in the air and ducking in during the stretch run of the Grade 1 San Felipe Stakes. He finished second by a head, and many believed the antics had cost him a victory. Jockey Eddie Delahousie suggested to Van Berg that perhaps the issue was crowd noise, and so Van Berg had someone sew a special hood for Gate Dancer to wear with sponge rubber sewn into the ears of the hood. It helped insofar as Gate Dancer stopped carrying his head so high, but he continued to lug in during the stretch run of his races. It was seen as the reason he suffered a loss as the favorite in the Arkansas Derby, and it had led to his being disqualified from fourth in the Kentucky Derby. And now it was time to head to Baltimore for the 109th running of the Preakness Stakes, and Van Berg was facing a dilemma. He knew further equipment changes were necessary for Gate Dancer, but he did not want to make radical changes prior to a Triple Crown race. Van Berg finally landed on a solution. He would keep the earmuffs, remove the blinkers, and modify the bit. It was clear that he did not want Gate Dancer to be startled by the crowd noise, but he did want him to have a broader field of vision. As for the bit, Van Berg would add a plastic holder to provide more stability, and he would use a plastic burr and a pronged device fitted on the inside of the bit to give the jockey more control. This setup would replace the tongue tie, which had been utilized previously to prevent interference with the bit, but which had seemed frustrating to Gate Dancer. There was also one more change. Van Berg replaced Delahousie with jockey Angel Cordero Jr. Van Berg emphasized that he was grateful to Delahousie for recommending the earmuffs, but he added with a chuckle, "Cordero and this horse are both a little crazy, so they ought to suit each other well." The date was May 19, 1984, the Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse. Dick Woolley with the call.
They turn for home. Fight Over has the lead. Up on the outside, it's Gate Dancer coming on. They come through the lane. 3/16 of a mile to run. Gate Dancer has the lead. Along the inside, Fight Over in second place. They come through the lane. 1/8 of a mile to run. Gate Dancer showing the way. Fight Over on the outside, along the rail. Play On coming on with a rush. Here, come on down to the wire, and it's Gate Dancer showing the way by 2 lengths.
The changes had worked. While Kentucky Derby winner Swale was finishing 7th as the odds-on favorite, Gate Dancer was racing home in front under Cordero at odds of 9-2. Van Berg heaved a sigh of relief, joking after the race that he had just about run out of equipment to try on Gate Dancer. After finishing off the board in the Belmont Stakes, Gate Dancer returned in August to win the Grade 3 Omaha Gold Cup at Van Berg and Opstein's home track at Exarban. And he would add another Grade 1 victory in September, rallying to nail Precisionist by a head on the wire in the Invitational Super Derby at Louisiana Downs. Yet there would also be losses by a head, namely in each of the first two editions of the Breeders' Cup Classic, causing some to refer to Gate Dancer as two heads short of a legend. Particularly memorable was the inaugural edition in 1984 when the stretch run was a slam-bang affair, which resulted in Gate Dancer being disqualified from second to third. Gate Dancer eventually retired from racing with 7 wins and earnings of $2.5 million. He stood his entire stallion career in Florida and met with modest success before his death in 1998 at the age of 17. Some said that Gate Dancer's win in the Preakness vindicated the decisions which Van Berg had made with the colt. But Van Berg saw it differently, saying, "This horse vindicated himself. I always believed he could be a classic contender, and he proved that he belonged." Happy Preakness Day, everyone. Please join me again next week when I take another stroll through racing history presented by Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.